Home office organization and design resources. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So do you work from home? Would you like to know how to set up your office so that it functions better for you? Did you know that there are now more home-based businesses than there are storefront small businesses? So let's keep going and keep listening for some resources and tips on getting your space set up for success. Now, first of all, I have two great posts with information that can help you out in setting up your home office. Jeff Zabar shares ideas for those that work out of their home part-time or as a natural part of how they do their business. And he has a blog called Chief Home Organizer. Now, there's one specific post that I want to direct your attention to where he talks about and offers some great resources for setting up a successful home office. So, get your pen. You want to go to Steph, S-T-E-P-H dot B-Z / E-F-B-C-X-L. That's my short link to get you to a long URL. So, Steph.B-Z / E-F-B-C-X-L. Now, you can also check out Productivity 501. It's by Mark Sheed, and he did a great survey asking people what they thought that they needed to stay productive in their home office. And you can find that specific post at steph.bz/prod501. So that's steph.bz/prod501. Mark Sheed. And let me know what you thought when you look at those posts. What pieces did you pull out that really rang home for you? I'd love to know. And what things have you done in your home office that have helped you to be more productive? Now, here's my two cents. Many of my clients struggle with organizing their offices, both home and otherwise, because they try to fit a square peg into a round hole, meaning they try to use systems and setup that works for others but doesn't match the way that they think and function. Recognize, are you an innie or an outie? Innies are people that function better. In other words, they're more creative, get more done, are more productive when their space is clear. They can frequently get distracted to other tasks if there are piles laying around. So tools good for innies are systems with drawers and cabinet doors. Only the project that's currently being worked on should be out. Now, outies, on the other hand, would hold the adage out of sight, out of mind. Frequently, outies have piles everywhere and sticky notes all over the place to help them remember tasks. Things behind closed doors and drawers would be detrimental for this type of thinker. A lot of people with attention deficit will be this type of thinker. A better furniture choice would be open shelving and open file cabinets and the wire kind with casters. Now, I want a caveat here, people. If you have piles all over the place, that does not necessarily mean you're an outie. That just means you don't have systems. Really think to the days where you were your most productive, where you were on fire, and what did your space function like? Are you easily distracted? If you are, then maybe you're an innie. But if things are behind closed doors, you forget they even exist, you might be an outie. Once you've determined the right types of systems and furniture for the way that you work, make sure you use your real estate appropriately. The more steps it takes to do something, the less likely you are to do it. So, that being said, make sure that you place your more frequent activities closer to you and your less frequent activities, for example, historical reference material, farther out of reach. What are your favorite tips for your home office, and what can you not do without? I'd love to hear what you think. And if you'd like help getting your home office to work more effectively for you, let me know. You can go to productiveandorganized.net and click the link at the top that says Work with Steph. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. Have a great day, and to your success.